The town of LaLoche continues to see new COVID-19 cases from a transmission from northern Alberta. That community is reporting 14 coronavirus cases and 5 in the Clearwater River Dene Nation. An emergency response team has been established to coordinate with people returning from Alberta. Beginning Monday, a group of Northern First Nations and Métis communities plan to set up informational highway checkpoints. The province is recommending against non-essential travel from North America. Coronavirus infections from an oil sands facility near Fort McMurray were brought to LaLoche. Clearwater River Dene Nation and English River First Nation now also have COVID-19 infections. Plans are for 4 checkpoints to be set up along highways in the areas of Green Lake, Beauval, Coal Bay, and LaLoche. Isla Crosse Mayor Dwayne Favelle is part of a joint leadership group spearheading the initiative.
Basically, just offering information about, that there's an outbreak in our area. You know, if you're traveling for non-essential purposes, then we strongly advise that you don't come into the area. And, of course, you know, that will be followed up by, you know, Chief Medical Officer and the provincial directives of social distancing.
The Métis Nation Saskatchewan, Meadow Lake Tribal Council, and the Northern Village of Beauval are also part of the initiative. The Federation of Sovereign Indigenous Nations is advising caution when it comes to reopening the provincial economy. FSIN Chief Bobby Cameron says the plan could potentially put the health and safety of reserve residents at risk. Cameron is encouraging First Nations leaders to make their own decisions about reopening. He says the FSIN will also support those who decide to keep their borders and businesses closed. Northern mayors are asking for an immediate cash injection from the province to help residents and businesses affected by COVID-19. Orange Mayor Gordon Stomp estimates $10 million is needed for the entire north, with his community requiring several hundred thousand dollars. Stomp says the additional money could also be used to provide relief for utility bills.
One scenario that we talked about was forgiving the Enviro and the water and sewer, the utility rates for 3 months, which would equal about $240 per household. That's just a scenario about how we might be able to help support some people in our community.
Stomp says he has not had discussions with the province about financial assistance. The mayor of Lloydminster says he's keeping an eye on Saskatchewan and Alberta during the pandemic. Saskatchewan yesterday outlined a 5-phase plan to reopen parts of the economy. Mayor Gerald Albers says it'll be challenging to decide which province's guidelines the city should follow.
There will be differing views, and we will try to come up with a scenario no matter where you are, and anywhere in Saskatchewan, Alberta, or any other province in Canada or in the world, that you need to work through it and follow the rules that are required, and hopefully we can get through this sooner than later.
Halber says people in the city are worried about their safety and their businesses, and council will try to make a decision that's in everybody's best interest. Saskatoon fire crews were called out yesterday to a grass fire south of the city. The blaze on private property near the Beaver Creek Conservation Area was reported shortly after 5 p.m. Fire engines, water tankers, brush trucks, a rescue unit, and support officials were sent to the scene. When they arrived, about 3 acres of land and miscellaneous items in the yard were on fire. Firefighters remained on scene for over 5 hours. So far, there's been no word if any buildings were destroyed or any estimate of damage. The Calgary Stampede's Board of Directors has canceled the world-famous exhibition and rodeo this year. Stampede President Dana Pierce says it was a difficult decision, but public health must come first.
We are unable to host the 2020 edition of the Calgary Stampede. As you can imagine, it is very difficult to be here today to share this announcement. As a community celebration, the cancellation of our annual event comes with our community and public health and safety front of mind. It's hard, but it's the right thing to do.
It will be the first time since 1923 that the Calgary Stampede won't be held. A provincial gang task force says organized crime groups in BC are seeing a drop in drug supplies and a rise in prices. Sergeant Brenda Winpenny is with the Combined Forces Special Enforcement Unit. She says gangs are being forced to change how they operate during the pandemic.
Their primary commodity is harder to obtain. With the borders being shut down, trade and the movement of people and goods and packages more regulated and scrutinized, it's sort of resulted in a supply issue.
Winpenny says police have not seen a rise in gang violence during the pandemic. RCMP have released more details on last weekend's shooting rampage in Nova Scotia. Police say they know where the killer got most of the equipment he used to disguise himself as a police officer. But Superintendent Darren Campbell says many questions still remain.
I can confirm that we have pinpointed where he had obtained the light bar for the vehicle. We're working through that part of the investigation now. And I can also confirm it's our belief that we found a decal manufacturer who provided the decal sheeting. We just haven't yet determined exactly where he was able to get those police package decals printed.
Campbell says the shooter attacked his girlfriend on Saturday night. She escaped and hours later provided key information to police as they launched a manhunt.